Good afternoon, everyone. It is that time again, the time for Living the Good Life. And we are excited to be right here in the studio with you again today. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries from Clearwater, Florida. Now in our 16th year, which seems crazy, hard to believe. Been having a whole lot of fun for all these years doing this and enjoying the presence of the Lord. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and along with me today are a couple from our radio team, and that's Nan Watkins right here.
Watkins?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a deal with a guy named Watkins this week. Watson. Watson. So I had Watkins on my mind.
Gotcha.
Watson. Okay. And Cindy Logan from up in Indiana from my church up there when I pastored up there many years ago. So they will be along here to enjoy the word with us today and some absolutely amazing music. I got a hold of a brand new CD. Well, I think it came out last year. Chris Tomlin and a few of his special friends. And we got some good music for you guys. We got some good music. It's good. So you're going to love that. And it's always a joy to share the Word of God, isn't it, Nan? Week after week, sharing the Word of God.
It is.
And there's just so much that God is doing in our lives and answers to prayer. Oh, my. Y'all need to know that God is in the prayer answering business. And he loves it when we bring our prayers before him. 1 John 5:14-15 says this. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the requests that we've asked from him. So that's huge. I memorized those verses many years ago. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will. So what is his will for our lives? Talk to him about that. We know some basics. He wants us to prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. That is 3 John 2. We know that God loves us. God is love, and he loves you, dear one. And that's always a goal of this show week after week, is to share the love of God and his plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11-14, that this show is based on and was when we first began the show 10 years ago, is that God knows the plans he has for you. This, it was God speaking, says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, to give you a future and a hope, not plans for calamity, but for blessing. So we are always remembered. We always are reminded of the fact that God's plans for us are good, that he loves us and has great things in store for us. Nan, he just loves us so much. We just came from nursing home. Did that bless you?
Oh, that was such a blessing. The little lady that was in the bed type thing, just to the right of Pastor Jim. Mm-hmm. I looked over and she caught my eye.
She was such a blessing to me, too.
She was such a sweetheart, and she was just raising her hand and praising the Lord, knew the songs, and you know, Hattie was in there just praising the Lord. It was just great.
And so many of them today seem to really know the words. But again, we sing songs that they might know, not the things we play on the radio here. Things we play here are more contemporary. But these, we sing old things like Amazing Grace and God is Good and just so many things like that. They were just participating so well today. A lot of singing going on, as much as they could. And it was, right. You're right. And occasionally you'd see a hand go up in the air.
And clapping of the hands.
Yes.
A lot of them were clapping the way that they could clap, you know.
Right.
It was just, it's so rewarding to go there. I think I get more blessed than they get blessed.
I know we do every time we go. We've been doing that for 6.5 years. We've gone to Palm Garden in Clearwater, where actually one of our church members and founding members, Jeannie Brewer, used to live, and also my mom for a period of time. And that's kind of how we got started doing services there 6+ years ago. So it's always a joy to go the first Sunday of every month to Palm Garden Nursing Home. And it always makes us feel wonderful to be able just to give a little of God's love and music that they love to sing. And you spoke today. It was your turn. And that was always good. You're always great. You and Pastor Jim take turns, and that's really good. So, what a blessing to start the first Sunday of the month out every single month of the year. And we love doing it. And then we come straight here to the radio station Clearwater and get ready to get on the air for 2 hours and enjoy this so much that the time flies so quickly when we are here on the show, doesn't it, Ann?
It does. It's just like, wow. It's, you know, you look up, oh my goodness, we're getting ready for closing comments. Oh my, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, how it does. It's just wonderful. You know, we're just blessed to be on the air. And I've got to say this because we are getting close to our 10-year anniversary of this show. And you can ring the bell in there because I don't have it here. And that's pretty exciting. And the middle of April, actually, it's going to end up, it comes out April the 16th, exactly the middle of April, 10 years ago was our first show with Connie and with Nathan and me. And we have just been faithful and continuing week after week to spread the word of God, and in a way that we hope blesses our audience and helps them realize that God loves us so much.
And it does do that. Like, well, last week I was at home and did tune in radio on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And listened to the show that way.
Yeah. And you can do that, right?
I could do that, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to kick right off with it's going to be a lot of Chris Tomlin music today. Just so happens. This one is Awake My Soul. It's actually the theme song for my Spanish show I do every week now. And in Spanish, it's Despiértame Hoy. But this is Awake My Soul by Chris Tomlin. And we love it. So let's wake up to the things of God today.
I come on. will make breath into you, and you will come to life. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and the tendons and the flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe away.
Amen. The Word of God gives life to our dry bones. And there are so many times in our lives where we feel dry. We feel like we have not had a fresh visit from God in His Word. We just feel like we're just down under all our problems and our situations that may be causing us pain or harm or sickness or whatever. And so those verses in Ezekiel are so amazing. Prophesy to the dead bones. And so for those of us that feel like we need a refreshing today, we declare, awake my soul. Let's really enjoy the Word of God today. Let's get the Word of God down on the inside of us and be faithed up, as Cindy says, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes with her. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be on the air globally around the world in so many countries and in so many cities and in the Tampa Bay area also. Lord, we just thank you for this privilege, this ability to be able to speak freely in this country and give out the Word of God in a powerful way. And so, Lord, today, we just thank you for your anointing on your word and on the music. And Lord, let it change our hearts, awake our souls to a new realization and a new excitement and joy in you and in your presence. In Jesus' name, this we pray, amen. Amen. Nan, can you believe it? This is the last radio show of this series, Going the Distance. And we've gone the distance for 10 weeks, and we're starting a new series this Wednesday night at our Bible study and also on Facebook that we do at 7:30 live every Wednesday night from our Bible study. The new series is going to be entitled Free to Live, and it's going to be powerful as it leads up to Easter Resurrection Day Sunday. We got a lot that we're going to talk about in this new series that's really going to bless you. It's going to be based in the book of John. So we want you to tune in next week as we begin a new series. But we're going to end this Going the Distance with one of the more powerful chapters in the book of 2 Kings. And it is chapter 7. And it's talking about the prophet Elisha has given a prophetic word. And it starts out because he's saying to Israel, you know what? This famine that we've been in for quite a while is over. And this time tomorrow, he says in verse 1 of 2 Kings 7, this time tomorrow, food will be plentiful. And then you're going to be able to buy it at such reasonable prices. And the market at the city gate will be buzzing. Now, when this chapter starts, famine was so bad, Nan, that people were eating donkeys' heads and they were eating parts of doves. It was really, really bad. I mean, they really did not have much good food at all in Israel to eat at this point in Samaria. And it was such a critical time that when God gave Elisha this prophetic word, hey, tomorrow it's over. You got to think Elisha, when he declared this in Samaria, was probably wondering, God, what are you up to? And what are you going to do between now and tomorrow that's going to change this severe famine? Ooh, talk to me now.
You know, to see that after the fact, after it's played out. I mean, what a testimony that is for God. And when we believe by faith that we have things that he's promised us, you know, we can hold true to our faith. This is a great example to us to hold true to the faith of what we're believing God to do in our lives.
Oh, it certainly is. Because so often we get promises from God. We get that inner knowing that God's going to take care of this problem or that problem. Or we simply go to God and we say, here's my situation. And you open the Bible and some verse jumps out at you. Or some preacher preaches something and you go, that's for me. Yes, I am. God's going to hear my prayer and take care of the situation, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then maybe doubt starts to creep in, because that's a normal thing, don't you think?
Yes, most definitely.
And when doubt starts to creep in, then we can get, our faith can wane. It can get lower. And we're going to talk about getting our faith up, you know, faithed up, like Cindy loves to talk about. She coined that word here on the show a few weeks back. A few months back. But in this situation here, Elisha steps out boldly and says, here's what God told me to tell you. Okay? There's Cindy calling right now. And, you know, here's what God said to tell you. And I want you to know that this is going to happen this time tomorrow. That's a strong, bold word. Okay, by tomorrow, the famine's over. I mean, you know, in our human terms, we think that we gradually come out of a famine or gradually come out of a hard time into a good time. But God is saying this is going to happen supernaturally, and it's going to be a suddenly moment.
A suddenly moment.
Which is what our hashtag was on our Facebook post on this past Wednesday night. Hashtag suddenly. If you missed it, go to Facebook, go to the search bar, put in hashtag suddenly, and you'll find our Facebook post where I taught some of these principles on Wednesday night. So this is a moment for faith to crash and burn, or it's a moment for faith to increase. Cindy, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well.
Good to hear you, dear. Good to hear you. I just been telling people about your faithed up thing, you know? Remember when God gave you that? I think it was during one of our shows, wasn't it, a few months back?
It was.
And I think it was the three of us. Hi, Cindy. I think it was the three of us. I think I was on the show when
I think you
said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Comes out that way sometimes. So what's it mean to be faithed up, Cindy? What's it mean?
Just to have that peace of knowing that no matter how bad things look or the circumstances appear in the natural, that on the inside, for me, I'm smiling, still knowing that it's going to be okay.
Cool.
Just got to, you know, plunge on, and it's kind of supernatural. It separates the issue from your peace and your joy.
Right.
So people see that in you, and they're like, wow, you know, how is she smiling and still in such a good spirit with that junk going on?
Right.
Yeah, if that's for me, it's like I know at the end of the day when I lay my head down that God's got it in his hands and I don't have to stress about it, stay up all night, worry, blah, blah, blah. I just go to sleep and know it's in his hands. And you got to get to that place of peace that you just know that he's going to take care of it.
And the only way you can do that really is for your faith to rise, right? I mean, if in our natural minds, we tend to doubt, we tend to have fear and anxiety about our situations. Sometimes we have bad things going on in our lives, or we've lost a job, or we got relationship issues, or whatever the case may be. There are times in our lives we don't feel very faithed up, and that's where we've got to do something about it. Cindy, you want to talk about that? What do we do?
And sometimes all that stuff happens at the same time.
Right, exactly, yes.
You know, and you got all these darts firing at you.
Right.
And, I have been living that, you know, for the last few months with just all kind of life issues, and people say, gosh, I don't know how you're getting through all this. Why you just don't crack up, you know?
Right.
You're so strong. And I'm like, well, you know, I couldn't be this strong by myself.
Right.
So I know that to be able to carry on and get up every day and physically endure everything with the mental stress and all that emotional junk, that to be able to just keep going, keep going, keep going, and still not give up.
Right.
On your mission and what you're trying to do, you have to have a lot of strength. And then I know I have to get that strength from God, that He is carrying me when I can't carry myself sometimes.
Amen.
Because I'm just too tired.
Well, and you know, you're exactly right. And so often when we've been worn down by our circumstances, and here we've got a long period of time where this famine had been going on. And so people were kind of skeptical when Elisha says, you know what, this time tomorrow, it's over. The famine's over. There's going to be a suddenly moment. Now, if we look at about verse 2 or 3, the king, Elisha said this in the presence of the king, and the attendant that was with the king said to Elisha, you expect us to believe that? Trap doors opening in the sky and food tumbling out? And Elisha says, you'll watch it with your own eyes, but you will not eat so much as a mouthful. Now, the reason Elisha said that is because God dropped that in his heart, that even though this was going to be this amazing miracle, because this guy who was the attendant to the king, like, tried to put that doubt and unbelief out there for everybody to hear it, God said, you know what? You're not even going to be able to enjoy it, which is kind of fascinating. And then God does something very interesting, because as soon as Elisha declares this is what's going to happen, 24 hours from now, it's all going to be over, this famine, everything's going to change. Then God begins to work in an unusual way. And I want to make this point, Nan, and then we'll go to Cindy. God uses unlikely people. Do you want to comment on that, Nan? Because I believe that that is one of the things that happens so often in our spiritual walk.
God uses unusual people at times, and I think part of that, and maybe a lot of the reason for that, is so that when the powerful things happen, when the good things happen, when the blessings happen, when the miracles happen, whatever it is, the glory goes to God, because that person didn't have the ability to do whatever,
but
God was able to use that person to do whatever, you know, and it is God that way. You kind of help make sure, and God makes sure that the glory goes to Him, because couldn't have done that on their own.
Yes, absolutely. So I've noticed this in scripture. So often God uses unlikely people. Okay, so how does that apply to you, dear audience? God wants to bless you, and sometimes He will use somebody that you would least expect that will be used of God to bless your life, or it'll come in a way that you least expect it, your blessing. And so it happens here that there are 4 lepers. Now, what we know about lepers is that this was a terrible, terrible disease. Leprosy, it was kind of like skin cancer. It spread all over their body. It was highly contagious. And lepers were not allowed to be around other people without yelling, leper, leper, or unclean, unclean, so that everybody knew that they were approaching a group of people. And basically, they were kind of ostracized. So again, this is a very unlikely group, these little 4 lepers here. And so they're sitting outside the city gate. They're not even inside the city. They're not even allowed to be in with the in group, you know, everybody that's inside the city. No, the lepers are sitting outside the city. Comment on that, Cindy, if you will, because I think this is fascinating that God uses these 4 lepers this way. Crazy.
Well, it's like the outcast, you know, that we have in society today. We judge and we put people in categories and in groups, and we judge them, and we look down on certain types of people, maybe that aren't as holy as us, we separate ourselves from what we might call the poor, the homeless, the homely, the outcast,
right?
The social
sure,
outcast, the strange people who are different might feel outcast in a normal society. What we've been trained to believe, you know, people should be like,
right? And, exactly.
And those are the kind of people that God wants to teach a lesson, I say.
Yeah, yeah.
So show the rest of us that we're wrong.
And
that
he
loves them the same. And they're the very people that he might rise up to be someone famous or
absolutely,
do something great.
Absolutely. And it's the same right here with these lepers. They were outside the gate. They weren't included in town. They were dying of hunger. They really were dying of starvation. And so on this particular day, in about verse 3 of 2 Kings 7, the four lepers are sitting outside the city gate, and one of them says, "What are we doing here? Oh, just waiting to die? If we go into town, that's just totally famine. We can't even go in there. If we stay here, we're going to die." So they said, one of them said, "Let's go to the enemy camp." Now, the enemy was sitting outside the city waiting to pounce on the whole town of Samaria and to enter in. And so there was an army camp outside, the camp of Aram. And the lepers said to each other, "You know, let's go throw ourselves on the mercy of that enemy camp and see if we can get some food. Let's go see if we can get some food. And if they give us food, we'll live. And if they kill us, well, we'll die. But we were going to die sitting here anyway." And so in verse 5, I believe it is, after the sun went down, they got up, the four lepers, they went to the camp of Aram. When they got to the edge of the camp, surprise. Now that's, I'm reading out the Message Bible, and I want to comment on the word surprise before we play this next song. Our God, the God we serve, loves surprises. Talk to me about that, Nan. God loves surprises, and why does he do that?
There again, for him to get the glory and the praise of, look what God has done. I love surprises from God. I love surprises from God. It's like, you know, when you're a child and you know, your parent or someone, your aunt or your uncle or someone just out of a clear blue just gives you something as a surprise. Not your birthday, not Christmas, but just surprise. And it's like you get all excited, like, wow, you know,
surprise.
They were thinking about me. They loved me. They were showing their love to me. And that's the way God does with his surprises to us.
Because
He loves us.
He's a good God. He's a good Father. And he loves us.
Oh, I love that song. Are we doing that song?
I do. Yes. I bought this album this week. And it's pretty new. But Chris Tomlin, this album is Never Lose Sight. And I'm going to play a few songs from it today because I have been playing them constantly in my car for the last few days. And this one is the first song on this album. I don't know if you've ever heard it, Cindy, but it's going to bless you. And it talks about God's nature. Here it is. He's a good Father. And then we're going to talk more about these lepers in just a minute. Enjoy this song, because I will.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell that I'm never alone. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
unexplainable lie. I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call.
Praise God. I love that song. Good, Good Father by Chris Tomlin. Oh, Nan, do you have something?
Actually, not for the radio. It's something
okay.
He gave me for
God's
me.
God's given you. I saw you in there writing, so I thought maybe you had something. So, I mean, this song just so says it. The lepers are going because they know they're going to die, so they are just going to the enemy camp to see if they can find mercy, to find mercy from the enemy. And God is our good, good Father that is always ready to give us mercy and to bless our lives. And he does it in such an amazing, surprising way right here with the lepers. So we are in verse 5 and 6, I believe, 7 and 8. I can't see it. So after the sun went down, the lepers went, and they went to the camp of Aaron. They got to the edge of the camp. Surprise! Not a man in the camp. The master, meaning God, had made the army of Aram hear the sound of horses and a mighty army on the march. They told one another, the king of Israel hired the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to attack us. Panicked, they ran for their lives through the darkness, and they left their tents, their horses, their donkeys, the whole camp just as it was, and they ran for dear life. In other words, there was a sound that came from heaven, and the enemy camp thought it was another army attacking that had joined forces with Israel. And they got so scared, you can just picture them all panicked and going, oh, here they come, they're coming after us, and we got to run. So they ran and left everything behind. Oh, my, what a surprising way for God to bless Israel. Talk to me about that, Cindy, and then we'll go to Nan. What an amazing way for God to bless Israel.
Suddenly.
Suddenly, yes.
Suddenly they were gone.
Yes, they were gone suddenly. What a surprise.
And that's just as life. Suddenly your problems can be gone.
Yes.
Talking about God's timing and during those times of trial when we're waiting and waiting, you have to develop patience.
Yes.
And try to understand the process.
Right. Yes.
God is doing. When you get to a level of faith, at this point when you're so faced up that you know it is frustrating, but you just don't get tangled up in it. You know God's going to work it out for the best in the long run.
Right.
But, during those times, I'm like, why? Why is this taking so long?
Yes.
I do not understand the point, you know, and I get to that place with him, and little by little he takes things away from the equation that shows me he's moving, or he'll cause a change suddenly in someone's behavior
right
towards me, or in a relationship or something that shows me he's working.
Right.
So it's not like he just makes you hang out to dry, like you have no idea. I mean, you feel like that sometimes, but with me, he knows how impatient I am, so he gives me those little nuggets of, hey, look at this, what I just did here, or, you know, look what I'm doing here, so don't stress on me because you know I'm working.
Right.
So that puts me back in like, okay, just relax and know that God is taking, everything's going to be fine.
Well, you're exactly right, Cindy, but it's hard for a lot of people to get to that point of, without faith, I don't know how people get there. I mean, they've got,
I don't.
You know, when you're just looking at our life circumstances sometimes, if I hear you correctly, they're so hard, right?
Times are. Sometimes it is. But suddenly it can be so much better.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like the scripture of, you know, the joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
But that's how suddenly God can change your circumstances and even the way you look at them.
Right.
I can go to bed in tears one night over something and wake up with happiness in the next morning and not even let that thing affect me because God has just suddenly changed my attitude.
Exactly. Yes.
When I get up, those problems aren't there because I changed my attitude this morning. But he does that. I can't do that by myself.
You know, you just mentioned that verse and I just went to it. In Psalm 30, it says in verse 10, this is what you're talking about. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. This is a good section of verses, two or three right here, that people, the three verses, it'd be great for you to write down and get them, you know, put them on an index card in front of you or someplace where you can see them. Psalm 30, verses 10, 11, and 12. Cindy just mentioned it. We weren't going to go there, but this is perfect right here. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. Can any of you out there agree that that's what you want God to be, is your help and to be merciful to you? That's what these lepers wanted. They just wanted help. They wanted to see if that army would give them some food, you know? Verse 11, David wrote this. You turned my wailing into dancing. Yeah. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to turn our grieving and our wailing and our sadness and our despair into dancing and remove the sackcloth. Sackcloth was put on when people were in mourning. And God is saying today, I want to take that sackcloth off of you and clothe you with joy. Talk to me about that, Nan. Thank you, Cindy, for making that reference. That's perfect here. Perfect here. Go ahead, Nan.
Awesome.
Well, when God does that in our lives, I mean, how awesome is that? You know, in the midst of whatever's happening, he brings joy into our lives.
Yes.
And sustaining power to move forward, to keep on going, to keep heading, you know, in the direction that we're heading, and not giving up.
Exactly.
Not giving up, you know?
Yes. Changes us, doesn't it? When we are in a mindset of anticipating the suddenly moment, anticipating the surprise, anticipating the answer to our problems, doesn't it change us when we're in that mindset versus, oh my gosh, my life is horrible, it's never going to get any better, I'm a mess, God never is here, where are you, God, I can't find you, you know?
Well, I know, like, for me personally, God has made some promises to me, and I stand in faith on those, and my faith level has really grown by doing that,
right,
by trusting him. Are there times of doubt that will try to come in? As you've already said, yes.
Yes.
You know, that's when we have to fight that doubt, continue
right
to have faith, you know, get in the word, put on Christian music, do whatever it takes,
yes,
to shake yourself.
Yes.
Say, wait a minute, I have faith. I'm going to keep moving forward in that faith. I'm going to have faith. And God will honor that.
Absolutely. It is a mindset change. And sometimes, look what the lepers did, okay? Let's look at their position, how they were. They were sitting, maybe laying down, outside the city gate. What did they do when they decided that they were going to take a chance and go try to throw themselves on the mercy of the enemy so they would get food? What they did was they had to change their position, okay? And a lot of times, folks, when we're depressed, discouraged, defeated, we take a position of going to bed with the covers over our heads and staying there for 2 days, or just crying and sadness and just thinking about a loss or feeling so awful about whatever's going on in our lives. The lepers had to get up and go to get a change, right? Talk to me about that, Nan, and then we'll go to Cindy about that.
Well, in our that serves as an example. Sometimes we have to just get up and do a change.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like you were saying, well, you know, you go through depression, you pull your head over, you know,
yeah.
Spend the 2 days you have off, the 3 days you have in bed under
exactly.
The covers, not wanting to deal with whatever you have to deal with, not wanting to face whatever you have to face,
right?
Just trying to just hope you'll wake up and it'll be gone, you
right.
know. And that's a waste of a lot of good time when you do that kind of thing.
And the lepers, I mean, think how pitiful these people were.
That must have been, can you imagine to be willing to go to the enemy?
Right.
In hopes that they will feed them.
Well, they were dying of starvation.
You know, so they got desperate. And
when we want God to change our lives and get that desperate and get that intense about it, then look out, because your suddenly moment, your surprise is right around the corner. Talk to us about that, Cindy, before we do another song. Go ahead.
Well, the sad thing is we wait till we are desperate sometimes to call on God's help. We add to the misery, but especially people who don't have that kind of faith, they don't call upon God immediately and put him in the equation. They
right.
carry that load themselves,
yeah.
And they wait until they've hit rock bottom or they're so desperate that they call on his help, and he does not deny that help once they've called on him. But we could have his blessing so much easier, and he wants to bless us so much easier if we
yeah.
just get a hold of the concept that the blessings are already there.
Right.
We can ask early in the situation and let him carry that load instead of us drudging through it.
And you know,
so we're desperate.
That's an excellent point about asking early and not getting yourself so worked up and in such a mess that it's harder to come out of that situation, whether it be depression or whatever. I'm going to read these three verses one more time for somebody out there in the audience. Psalm 30, verses 10, 11, and 12. And I, if I were you and you're having a rough time right now, I would declare this all out loud, because I do that a lot as I pray. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. Let this be your prayer. O Lord, be my help. Okay, whoever you are out there that needs this word from God, this is for you. And really, this is what the lepers were doing. Okay, we're in a mess. We got to find an answer here. Verse 11, you turned my wailing into dancing. Wailing would be like just, you know, where you're so sad, you're just crying and you're just, oh, life's never going to get any better. I'm a mess, all that. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Nan, you mentioned earlier in the nursing home today, we sang that song, The Joy of the Lord is My Strength, Nehemiah 8:10. And when we will start rejoicing and praising God, even when we're depressed, down, discouraged, God will change our circumstances.
He will. I've had him do that for me.
Yes. Verse 12, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. The key here is to start believing that you can be in that place of God answering and giving you that response. Cindy, did you want to talk any more about that before we go to this song?
No, we can go on.
All right, let's go to this song. It is by Casting Crowns, If We Ever Needed You. Love it.
Here I cry, Lord, we pray. Our faces down, our hands are raised. You called us out, we turned away. We've turned away.
shine your light. If we've ever needed you, Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We are desperate for your hand. We're reaching out. We're reaching out. Church arise, let your church arise. If we've ever needed you, Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We are desperate for your hand. We're reaching out. We're reaching out.
Praise God, we're desperate for you, Lord. If we've ever needed you, we need you now. Praise God. Perfect song right then. I wasn't even going to play that song. That's right on. Woo! Nan, talk to us. You got something from God during that song?
Yes, I got something from God. If you're in need of help, I'm right here for you. I will move in your situations. Here's what you are to do. Return to me trusting that I see where you are. I will bless you by my hands. Your answers are here, not far. Look to me, trusting me. I will work all things out. You'll stand as a beacon and be able to shout. You'll shout of my goodness and glory.
Oh, wow. I want you to read that again. Cindy, didn't that just speak to you? It did to me. Woo! That's good.
Yeah, I like that beacon part.
I do, too. I like that, too. Go back over it again one more time, Nan.
If you're in need of help, I am right here for you. I will move in your situations. Here's what you are to do. Return to me trusting that I see where you are. I will bless you by my hands. Your answers are here, not far. Look to me trusting me. I will work all things out. You'll stand as a beacon and will be able to shout. You'll shout of my goodness and glory.
You know what? That speaks to my heart so much for some stuff I'm going through. Nan, I want you to give me a copy of that. That's right on. If any of you else want to, any of the others of you want a copy of that, that's a word from God in a poetry form that happens through Nan so often. And that is right on. And if you want a copy of that, you can email me personally directly to my email, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and we'll get you a copy of that. That was right on. Cindy, would you react to that?
That was a suddenly gift from God.
It was.
And I thought of that early on. He blesses us so much on the radio, suddenly changes and shifts the script.
Yes.
And does gets his work done.
Amen.
And that's how he works in our lives. He just suddenly shifts things around.
Yes.
And puts the right people
yes.
at the right place. And suddenly we've got a new job. Suddenly
right.
a door opened and we got a promotion.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of stuff he does if we believe that he will.
Amen. I couldn't agree with you more. And you said he shifts the script. We don't really have a script for these shows. We just kind of start out with scripture and then let it go. But, you know, like when you mentioned that Psalm 30 reference, that was right on for somebody specifically today that needed Psalm 30, 10 to 12. And
right.
and so, you know, we continually endeavor on these shows, now 10 years of this, to just let God lead and guide. And that's how we should lead our everyday personal lives. These lepers had no recourse but to go to the enemy camp and beg for mercy. But God had this amazing surprise in store for them. When they got there, the enemy was gone, but all of their possessions were left behind. The tents, the food. They feasted on the enemy's food. Silver and gold, clothing, all kinds of stuff was left behind because the enemy had given in to fear and had run for their lives. And I hear you saying, Cindy, that we have got to trust God for those suddenly moments because we don't know what he's got in store, right? Could be right happening tomorrow, today.
We have no idea. And, you know, I'm guilty of trying to borrow the future and worry and try to figure out what he's going to do. And I got to have this done by this date. And, oh, my, this just has to happen. And I want to know in my mind if this is going to work out or if I made the right decision. And, you know, sometimes that gets us off track with tampering with some stuff we don't need to be messing with, you know. So then you got to put yourself in check.
That's right.
You know, don't do that to yourself. Don't worry about what tomorrow's going to bring because, as we all know, we might not have tomorrow to worry about anyway.
That's
if
right.
God suddenly takes us home.
Right.
So, you know, just one day at a time, stay in the moment. I've learned to just have an open mind, an open heart, susceptible to what he might be telling me to do or who he might be telling me to touch or somebody might have something for me that he's put in my path. So you got to learn to be receptive to that and kind of be quiet in your mind.
Yes.
With all the junk.
And
that's a process to get there.
It is a process. But you're right. When we allow the enemy to put all kinds of discouraging, defeating, depressing thoughts in our minds, and we're not resisting. James 4, 5 to 7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when we, as an act of our will, resist that junk that's coming at us and say, wait a minute, I'm going to believe God in this situation. I don't know what he's going to do, but I am believing God that he's going to do something amazing. I've got a surprise in store for me, a suddenly moment. These lepers were so cute because they go and they find the camp's been deserted and they find all the stuff. So they start eating, they feast, they fill their belly, they get all the stuff, and they go and they take it somewhere and hide it and bury it, and they go back and do it a second time. And then they think, you know, wait a minute, why aren't we the only ones who should enjoy all this? The town of Samaria, our town, is absolutely starving and in famine. And we better be telling the king about this, because if we don't and the king finds out that we enjoyed all this but we didn't share, we'll be in trouble. And they had a heart that wanted to help other people. Don't you think, Cindy? I mean, they said, we've got to go and tell. We got to go tell the king this so they can all get in on all this blessing, you know?
Yep, they were humble enough to have kindness and care about the other people who were starving.
Exactly. And don't you think that that is so lacking in our day, that people actually care about sharing their blessings with others? I mean, honestly, that's why we do this show. We are sharing what the good things that God has done in us and through us for so long. We want to share it with as many as who will get it and listen to it and accept it. And these lepers knew enough to go, okay, we can't just enjoy this for ourselves. We got to share. We got to share. And when on the radio, we are sharing the good news of all the things. Talk to us about that, Nan. Then I'll go back to Cindy for a comment real quick before we get up to the top of the hour. I cannot believe, but an hour is almost over.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
It's important as Christians that we share.
Yes.
Because that, Christ shared his life with us.
Yes.
You know, God shared. He sent his son down for us. And as we share with people in however way we do that, we give them something or we take care of something for them or we share the love that we have, the joy that we have, you know, it brings all glory to God as we're sharing. So we need to share. That's what Jesus did. He shared of himself. He gave of himself often.
He did. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of heart that we have to have all the time, a soft heart to care
yes.
about others and what their needs are. And also, it's our duty, excuse me, our responsibility to share the gospel with them
yes.
and what Jesus has done and give them that invitation to know him. He's prompting me more and more to use social media and other outreaches to share him.
Right.
You know, with people that in the world today without, and just like the radio show, without, it's not high pressure. It's not you have to believe the way I do or you're wrong. You know, it's not about that. It's just saying, hey, this is the message. This is what God has to say for you. This is so easy to receive if you'll just believe.
Amen.
And share. It's our duty just to share that with them and let
it
them
is.
Know they have the opportunity. If we pass them by and we don't share that, then, you know, what have we done for them, really?
Exactly. And this is why we're doing the Facebook Live every Wednesday night at 7:30. And just getting on there for 15, 16 minutes and sharing the word, that's what it's all about. We encourage you to join us on, we've done 8 of these posts, so 2 months now we've been doing this. The response has been amazing. Last Wednesday night, it was hashtag suddenly. If you go to Facebook in the search bar, you can find it. It'll come up. The week before, it was hashtag opportunity knocks. Week before that was hashtag unchangeable. Before that, we weren't doing hashtags. So you'll have to go to our Beacon of Hope Ministries page to access all of those videos. But we want you to do that. And another way that we share is by praying for people. And the prayer ministry at Beacon has been going on for so many years now. It's like 8 or 9 years. And what a blessing it is to be able to pray for all of these that you all out there send your requests in. And we encourage you to do that. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim, Betty up in Indiana, and Shell here. One of them will pick up the request and send out a prayer to our prayer team. And we'll get people praying for your needs. And we get answers to prayer all the time. Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because it's so amazing, the number of people that use the prayer line and the answers that come in all the time.
The answers come in a lot. We get feedback a lot. I know I personally, one time in particular, can remember when I used that prayer line. You remember that quite well. And God moved and just mightily moved within me and in the situation. And,
yeah.
and it was just... It was such a God thing, and I was really thankful that I had that prayer line there.